Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Nice. Sit down, pity your styles. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. It's kind of the beginning of Bears week, but it's also kind of a day away. They have a unique situation this week with the Monday Nighter, but the good news with the Monday Nighter is it gives some of the guys that are injured an extra day to maybe get right. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
JP, I am good, brother.
You got sucked into a 30 for 30 last night when you were trying to find some baseball?
Man, look, I was trying to go to the baseball. I went to it, and I bounced back, and I found myself kept going back. Listen, man, listening to Ray Lewis, Tony Siragusa, Shannon Sharp, Rod Woodson, what's the quarterback?
Trent Dilfer, yeah.
All these guys talking and just reliving that stuff. It's like a lot of that stuff you saw pop up on TV back in the day, you can remember it. But, man, that stuff, Tony Siragusa was, I'm telling you, he was must see TV. You know, that dude was funny as hell. He was good. They were talking trash to him, and he told him, yeah, and we're going to hurt your damn quarterback. And then he hurt the quarterback when he just did like a little belly flop on top of Rich Gannon, man. Listen, but it was good, man. Just like going back and looking at that, and you look at the bruh, they were hitting people, dog,
big time.
They hit so hard that Corey Dillon walked out the game and was like, hell with that, I ain't going back in there.
Right.
And Corey Dillon was a bad man.
Totally.
Corey Dillon looked at his coach like, man, to hell with you. Right. I am not going back on that football field.
Yeah, man. It was very. Those were interesting times. Those teams were loaded. I didn't watch a ton of sports last night. I was excited because I was cooking dinner for the family.
You didn't do no baked beans, did you? I was just telling people about your baked beans.
No baked beans.
All right, good.
I grilled steaks. Shelby loves steak these days, so I grilled steaks, corn on the cob.
Now, you're good at that. Now, you know, I don't give much credit to many people. I'm telling y'all, if he cooks steak, eat it.
There's not a lot I do well culinary-wise,
yeah.
but this was a meal that I can handle. Steak, corn on the cob, baked potatoes, and I sautéed some mushrooms. That's my wheelhouse.
I'm going to tell you what to do with the baked potatoes. Go to like a Wegmans or
I got them from Wegmans.
Yeah, go like that or what's the other one? The Wegmans,
Whole Foods.
Get the twice baked where they already cleaned them up, and then they restuff them.
And then
all you
got to
do is bake
them.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And my girls honestly might – my little one might like that better because it's softer, but I will keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But, dude, so that the Tigers game was supposed to start at like 4, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on and was kind of excited to just to have like background music baseball, basically. And that thing got rain delayed forever. At one point, the game had started. So I was like, all right, cool. And I was kind of paying attention. And it was Scooble pitching. And I was like, he just pitched. Like they can't be running him again. Yeah, it was a replay. And I was like, all
hey,
right.
Unless he's trying to go back in the day, man. Hell.
Ended up watching a movie with the kids. It was truly god-awful. But, again, your boy gets to sleep on the couch. Hey, I'll sit here and watch Double Toil and Trouble with you. And that's a nice little 45-minute
nap.
You
know what's about to happen? Somebody about to rat you out.
I mean, Lauren's probably listening.
Hey, Lauren.
Yo, but
next time he offered to go watch that movie, he ain't watching no movie. He's sleeping.
But
kids are running him.
Does it actually matter? If I'm on the couch with the girls and they're watching the movie and I'm dozing,
yeah, but
we're all still in it together.
You basically just – this is the thing I try to make you understand. See, it doesn't matter if you don't get on the radio and say, I can go get a nap, but I just told my wife I was going to watch the girls.
You might be onto something there. I also discovered
it's me just trying to help out the little bro. See, I have four older brothers. I didn't listen to nothing but one of them because the other three, the information they were giving me got me in a lot of trouble all my time. So my two sisters and my brother, Darren, who's right next to me. You met Darren, I'm sure, before.
Yeah.
Those three were the ones that I kind of followed. So when they said do something, I necessarily did it. So they were like I am to you sometimes, trying to help you out.
Gotcha.
Now, Blanche, Michael, and Tyrone, if they said do it, when they said it, like I have this little thing, if you have to think twice about something, it's probably not good to do. You have to think 15 times about what they told you, and you still come up with, nah, I don't do that. You know, because I knew if I do it and I got away with it, eventually somebody going to find out, and then I always worried about Pops finding out. Because Pops didn't care who told you to do it. He said, if they tell you to jump off a damn bridge, would you do it? No. Well, why the hell you did that? Because he was my older brother. Well, you know they stay in trouble, so why would you let somebody stay in trouble?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
I went through all that.
I also discovered something. You know what's remarkable is Sheetz. Specifically, is that Sterling Landfill? Where would that Sheetz be?
Over there?
That's off 28. 28 by that hotel.
Back,
there's always that little taco.
Yeah, make a little right and go right back.
Truck, yeah,
that would be considered Sterling Herndon, right, Landfill?
Yeah, on the app it says Sterling.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
By the Hyatt
right on
House.
Right on the cusp. Yeah, right on the cusp.
That Sheetz has become a primary source of news for me. Last month I learned via Sheetz that the price of Kit Kats was going up. I don't know if that's tariff related.
They told you that?
They post signs on the cash register.
Oh.
And they're like, yo, we're letting our customers know the price of Kit Kats is going up in a month. Today, B, and maybe you knew this. This was news to me.
I don't go with the Sheetz.
Well, you're missing out. There's a lot of dudes with no shoes on in there.
They don't wear shoes?
They don't believe in no shoes, no shirt, no service. They just believe in service.
All right. Well, hell. At this point, not many people got money to spend. You better get the ones if they got no shoes, they got money. Let them in.
Well, speaking of money, did you know this? The U.S. Mint, the people that make money,
yeah,
will no longer produce pennies.
Hmm. To be honest with you, though.
I kind of get it.
I get it because, like, now you go into most stores, and let's say something is, let's say, $5.02 or 4 cents, and you give them six, they'll give you a whole dollar back.
Well, dude.
They don't take the 4 cents.
I think, what do you think the percentage of transactions across the United States at this point are still cash?
It's not a ton, but you know, it's enough. But still, it's very tedious when you're going through something and you got to count the pennies.
I think.
I understand. If somebody roll in with that big thing there full of pennies, I understand. That could be a good amount of money.
Right.
I'm not going to arrest you over a penny being out of the system or 10 pennies being out the system.
B, I mean, I agree. To me, penny, like the only person that gets excited about pennies are my six-year-old. She throws them in her piggy bank, thinks it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the logic behind this is pennies have gotten to be more expensive to make than they're worth.
But once that happens, you got to stop it.
But my only concern, I suppose, I think for probably the majority and maybe the vast majority of Americans, the penny is pretty irrelevant. But I think if you're super broke, like if you're like legitimately below the poverty line, like and you're like collecting everything you got, I don't know. But I found that out this morning.
Yeah, but if they stop making them, it don't mean they're going to lose their value.
So the way Sheetz was rolling, this is what Sheetz is offering its customers. They say, all right, so the U.S. Mint will no longer produce pennies, so we are short on change. Please consider cashless payment options like credit, debit, Sheetz Go, and order on the app.
Mm-hmm.
Rounding up your purchase to support local kids' charities. Or if you got a dollar in pennies, you can roll in there and they'll give you a free drink. I guess it's not.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Free. I guess you're paying a dollar for
it. Yeah. Not free. Yeah. But see, that you have the little thing where you could get, have this little app you can do. You could, like, find out how the value of certain, like, coins.
Yeah.
There's some very expensive pennies out there.
Sure.
So if I can get all the pennies, I have a better chance of getting some of those very, very valuable pennies and get them out your hands.
So are you going to start penny hoarding?
No. I'm just saying that Sheep's probably doing that.
I'll ask the boys in the aquarium. Did anybody else know that pennies are cooked?
Nah.
No.
No.
Nobody.
The last time I used a penny was like Sheets 7 years ago.
Do you never pay with cash?
No.
Very rarely.
I try to still live in the cash economy. And, yo, there's places now that don't take cash. Like every ball game you go to, they're all cashless.
It's much easier for the business to take the credit card.
But they pay a fee on that.
Cool. But you know what, though? If you all bring all cash, you lose it. You're paying a fee on that, too. You know what? Sticky fingers. Okay? Bro, listen to me. Any business that you deal with straight cash, you got a problem. Come on, man. You've been around banks. I mean, not just the bank.
Bars.
Bars, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, here we go. Somebody come in, they pay $100, all right, and the bill, whatever it is. You probably gave them more. If it's your boy, you gave them more than what the bill was any damn way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're getting – so if you do it with the card, everything normally always together. Okay, if I ring up, boom, 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 and then – I'm going to tell you the best thing. Just put the camera behind the bar. Once that camera behind the bar and watching that cash register, you know what liquor they poured, and you know how much money should have been charged.
For sure. I don't know. I just found that interesting that pennies are cooked. I think that's kind of just
– like the Susan B. Anthony. It was cooked back in the day.
Was that the dollar coin?
Yeah. It was a coin, and then they had the $2 bill. Then that quickly went away.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody that when they would go to a certain establishment – all they handed out was $2 bills.
I may have been in my younger days in South Carolina, and all you got was $2 bills.
Hey, I'm telling you, I had a dude basically had like a duffel bag of $2 bills. So he was known as a $2 bill dude.
My dad used to collect them. He just thought they were cool. I mean, I think you go way back in time. Didn't they used to have like a hay penny, like a half penny, when stuff cost 2 cents?
Well, JP, I know y'all think I'm old, but I ain't that damn old. I don't remember nothing like that. I don't remember that one.
when you played Monday night games,
yes.
What was it like during the week when you know it's like, all right, we have an extra day here? Because we're in Ashburn, walking through the player lot, they're all still here. Everybody's here, you know.
They rolled in a little later today because I saw a lot of – normally there are no empty parking spots.
I did notice a couple of
them. There are tons of empty parking spots today. But, like, for me, though, Jay, it's like when you're in it, and like the coaches normally adjusted it to where when you came in, we're rolling on that Wednesday, or basically really that Thursday. But that Wednesday we knew it was going to be an easier walkthrough. They made the actual week very similar to what it was. So when you got a game on Sunday, Wednesday, which is, what, 4 days prior? 5 days, however you want to look at it, you would do the exact same thing. So if it's a Monday night game, you move it to Thursday. And you try to do everything the same way. But I don't think you really thought about it much. You know, you heard the hype of Monday night and things like that, but you still wanted to get your body and prepared and ready to go.
I think today will be primarily – as much recovery as possible, and then kind of glorified walkthroughs, don't you think?
More likely.
It'll be – how much impact – we'll start with McLaurin. How much impact does the extra day have on him being able to get back on the field? Like,
well,
how significant
if is they that? Were, if they were leaning towards or moving towards him coming back this week, and it's a Monday game, if he was going to be coming on Sunday and he's ready to go, that Monday is even better. You know, you give him another two, maybe three times of treatment, He gets a little bit extra, another day of working out and getting some, get that shape to test the knee even more. I mean, not the knee, the quad even more.
Whatever it is.
You know, it helps. That one day helps tremendously. But because let's think about it. If it was a Sunday and he was going to be ready to go, Monday can't hurt. Monday has to help.
It can't hurt. I just had a buddy of mine that owns a bunch of bars and restaurants say that the credit card percent transactions are about 95% now.
Yeah.
I believe it, man.
See, man, my dad owned the bar when I was growing up.
One of the many things we have in common.
One thing he always say, look, man, I always watch your money. He say, all these people smile, hate it. They call my daddy Mitch or Vertis. I don't know where the nickname Vertis came from. That's weird as hell to me.
Things are different in the
booth,
man.
So he say, see, I didn't speak. He say, yep, but when I walk out of here, they'll take my damn money. And he say, your money walks out the front door and the back door. Because when you got a bar, people like, they trying to walk the bottles when they want to go home for the weekend, they grab a bottle or two. And if you got a restaurant, they might grab a steak or two.
Yeah.
So you got to always watch things. But if you make it to where the transactions are consistent, you will not lose as much. Say it like that.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of consistent, big day in the DMV. Caps season opener tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited. Are you going to go?
Nah, I got a show tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be at DC Prime, right?
Yeah.
I got a show too, so I'm here in Ashburn, going to be here for open locker room this afternoon. Then I'm going to drive down to Capital One. Got some interviews lined, and for me, like, I think the Caps are, let's be real, the Commanders are the biggest team in town.
Biggest draw.
Yo, it honestly might almost be like cash, like credit card transactions. Like, if you look at the DC sports fans' attention, 80-85% of it is on Washington, the Commanders.
More than like.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little different in March.
Yeah.
But the Caps are the number two team in town, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I would say they've been as successful as any lately. But one thing about it, bro, when basketball is going, bro, people love it. And it just ain't going right now.
I know. Well, like, I think with basketball, last year, especially late when they got on that big run, when Maryland basketball is right, that's a really big deal in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Georgetown basketball ever gets right, that's a really big deal. If the Wizards ever get right, and let's hope this rebuild that they're going through is eventually going to land them in a spot where they really matter. I'm not saying, like, the potential for what could be the second biggest draw in town, because I agree with you that when basketball, any of these programs, if it's the Hoyas, the Terps, the Wiz,
yeah,
GW, when they had Yinka Dare, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if
that jumps,
totally. But going into this year, it feels like it's going to be the Caps for another season.
You got it. I'm with that.
So I'm excited to get to the Caps season.
Well, I did see a little hockey last night.
Yeah, that was on.
And I saw our dude,
Garnett?
No, got hurt, left ear. Told you I played golf with him. He just got hurt last year. He decided to retire. He's
Oshie. Yeah,
TJ's doing some TV stuff.
Yeah, dude.
All the accents, they sound exactly the same.
I think Oshie's from Pacific Northwest, but right?
Accents still sound like he's one of those dudes from Canada. Just serious.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for the Caps. We have a packed show coming today. Greenberg's going to join us at 11. Ben Stadig's going to join us at noon. At 1 o'clock, we'll hear from Joe Beninati, Caps announcer on Monumental Sports Network. Can't wait for another season of Joe B. and Locker. Joe B. going to get us up to speed on what to expect this evening and this season. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn today. Commanders practice at 1:30. We'll give you whatever updates we can then. Plenty for us to discuss. I want to have a real conversation about Terry McLaurin and what he will bring to this offense when he is right,
mm-hmm.
and kind of how much higher can this season go, mm-hmm. right? Like, offensively, I think, especially in the second half, like, we started to see the Commanders' offense we expected last week. What can a healthy Terry McLaurin do for that group? I think it's pretty significant. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.